The morning after the Siyum HaShas, one of the local Balabatim called me and said to me, "So what was your moment? What was your moment at the Siyum HaShas?" And the truth is, there were so many moments, and everyone is saying that they were moved here and that they were in tears at this point, or they felt elevated at that point. And I had many moments. I just want to share one moment and something that's literally mind-blowing. I remember literally at the end of the dancing after the Siyum, the last song was Veli Rishalayim Ircha Barachamim Tashuv. And as we danced arm in arm, stranger and friend, even from all different backgrounds, it all of a sudden struck me. Rabbeinu Shalom, 92,000 people are all asking you for exactly the same thing at the same time. Vili Rishalayim Ircha Barachamim Tashuv. Bring us back home. Rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Uvnei Yisa Bekarev. We want it and we want it now. No one's asking you for money. No one's asking you for health. No one's asking you for nachas from their children. We put that all aside just for now, and we are locked arm in arm, begging, pleading, and I couldn't believe that Hashem didn't answer. And then I saw the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says about Asara B'Teves, he says that it's brought down in Avudram that if Asara B'Teves were theoretically to fall out on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. We know that Asar B'Teves is the only fast that we fast on Erev Shabbos, but he writes to Avudram that we would even fast on Shabbos, and he brings a source from a pasuk. Wonders the Chassam Sofer, what's so powerful about Asar B'Teves that if Tisha B'Av doesn't falls out on Shabbos, we don't fast. But if Asar B'Teves falls out, we would fast. Says the Chassam Sofer something mind-blowing. He says that the first step towards Churban Beis HaMikdash took place on Asar B'Teves. And every year on Asara B'Teves, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam revisits his decision. Should I keep the Beis HaMikdash destroyed for every generation that the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt in that Beis HaMikdash? It's as if it was destroyed. Should I destroy it again? Or should this be the year when I finally say, it's enough. It's time to bring my children home. It's time to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And every year on Asara B'Teves, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam judges us. And tonight and tomorrow, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is going to judge Klal Yisrael. And my hope is that at the Siyum HaShas, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam said to Klal Yisrael, you know what? I heard your tefillah. Just wait a few more days. I'm telling you, in a few more days, I'm going to make the decision. And when I make that decision, I'm going to factor in the davening, the request of the Yerushalayim Ircha of 90-some thousand people, men, women, and children, begging and pleading. Please, Father, bring us back home. And Chassam Sofer says, he shows this, that the same way that if one has a terrible dream, they're allowed to fast on Shabbos. And the reason for that is because the fasting could possibly reverse the dangerous omen or sign of that bad dream. So too, says the Chassam Sofer, one would be permitted to fast on Shabbos for Asara B'Teves because that fasting has the power to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So this evening, tomorrow, when we say V'li Yerushalayim Ircha Barachamim Tashuv in our Shemona Esrei, in Chazaras HaShatz, when we say Tzemach David V'Sechazenu Einenu, all those things, let's say it with so much focus and concentration and say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, this is going to be the year. Tav Shin Pei, that's it. The Beis HaMikdash Be'ezes Hashem will be rebuilt. Let's use the power of the Tainus to finally bring an end to our bitter galus and to come home to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, into our Father's arms.